One day we fell in and were told to separate into groups according to which weapon we wanted to train with. If our first choice was filled, we made a second selection. The mere fact that we had a choice amazed me. Apparently, the idea was that a man would be more effective on a weapon he had picked rather than one to which he had been assigned. I chose 60-millimeter mortars. The first morning, those in 60-millimeter mortars marched behind a warehouse where several light tanks were parked. Our mortar instructor, a sergeant, told us to sit down and listen to what he had to say. He was a clean-cut, handsome, blond man wearing neat khakis, faded to just that right shade that indicated a salty uniform. His bearing oozed calm self-confidence. There was no arrogance or bluster about him, yet he was obviously a man who knew himself and his job and would put up with no nonsense from anybody. He had an intangible air of subdued, quiet detachment, a quality possessed by so many of the combat veterans of the Pacific campaigns whom I met at that time. Sometimes his mind seemed a million miles away, as though lost in some sort of melancholy reverie. It was a genuine attribute, unrehearsed and spontaneous. In short, it couldn't be imitated consciously. I noted this carefully in my early days in the Marine Corps, but never understood it until I observed the same thing in my buddies after Peleliu. One man raised his hand, and the sergeant said, "Okay, what's your question?" The man began with, "Sir," the sergeant laughed and said, "Address me as sergeant, not sir." "Yes, sir." "Look, you guys are U.S. Marines now. You are not in boot camp anymore. Just relax, work hard, and do your job right, and you won't have any trouble. You'll have a better chance of getting through the war." He won our respect and admiration instantly. "My job is to train you people to be 60-millimeter mortarmen. The 60-millimeter mortar is an effective and important infantry weapon. You can break up enemy attacks on your company's front with this weapon, and you can soften enemy defenses with it. You will be firing over the heads of your own buddies at the enemy a short distance away, so you've got to know exactly what you're doing. Otherwise, they'll be short rounds, and you'll kill and wound your own men. I was a 60-millimeter mortarman on Guadalcanal and saw how effective this weapon was against the Japs there. Any questions?"
This ends Disc 1.